started getting phone calls several months ago on a regular basis about the story you've investigated.
Right.
This has got to be one of the strangest stories I have ever heard about.
Same here. And to help people understand...
Excuse me, sir. You think you can help me with directions?
Yeah, I can help you. Go around the side. Check with the quantum mechanic. He can definitely help you out with directions.
They need to move back.
Hey, if you need directions to the place you are going to, pay attention to the things we are showing you.
In a moment, reporter Linda Moulton Howe joins us with a story that is just so strange, so important. We are devoting at least two-thirds of her night tonight to try to unravel this story about the strange sound that people apparently are hearing all around the planet.
I know this is going to sound strange. My first thought was trumpets of revelation. I have to say it was frightening. And I never heard any other sound like it in my life. Never. It was just so encompassing. It was just so loud. And I thought, oh, no. It's not that. It has to be maybe my next door neighbor had turned up his speakers too loud in this house.
This is quite different. We're talking about when someone started doing montages, gathering up from the previous month. And some strange sounds are described by listeners like trumpets or horns, almost musical in quality, quite different from the hums or the buzzes or the booms that we've also talked about the last few years. Other sounds are compared, believe it or not, and you will hear them tonight, to an old TV playing loudly with voices, but words can't be understood. And then there are very loud insect-like buzzing sounds that just suddenly come, or low beats like drums, or droning white noise like a freeway, but where there is no freeway.
Dun, 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 dun. Oh, how can you be in two places at once when you're not anywhere at all? Bum,
bum. I think I'll give this old baby a spin on the freeway.
Anyway, here we go. Emergency bus again. Nice old underground parking.
Expressway West.
Shadow Valley Condos. If you lived here, you'd be home by now.
Antelope. Selected living comfortable. Easy. Okay.
Antelope Freeway in this lane. Excellent.
Yeah, I think I'll take the old Antelope. Less traffic.
Antelope Freeway 1-1.
Clean up our media. Get a hairlet.
Antelope Freeway 1-1.
Chili Emerald.
Let's see what they got in this car.
Let's see. We got
Antelope Freeway
1-1. Lights, wipers,
defrost, temperature, and climate control.
Antelope Freeway 1-3-2.
See what kind of climate I can get.
Antelope Freeway 16.
Winter Wonderland.
Antelope Freeway
Spring
1-1.
Fever. Indian
Antelope
Summer.
Freeway 1-2.
Tropical Paradise.
Antelope
Tropical
Freeway
Paradise. 1-2. I think I'll give it a try. Wow! What a groove! A tropical paradise!
Thank you.
Mr. Trouble never hangs around when he hears this mighty sound.
There's many things about this place that are very unusual, and one of the things that I find very fascinating is how quiet it gets. It's the quietest place. When the wind is down, when there's no wind, it wakes you up in the middle of the night because there's no wind and there's no sound at all. And if you walk out on the ice, you can hear your own heartbeat. That's how still it is. And you can hear the ice crack, and it sounds like there's somebody walking behind you, but it's just the ice. It's sort of, you know, these little stress cracks moving all the time, because we actually, right here, we're on ocean, we're not on solid ground. So, and you can hear the seals, caw, and it's the most amazing sound. They make these really inorganic sounds. They sound like, I don't know, Pink Floyd or something. They don't sound like mammals, they definitely don't sound like animals. It's really out of this world, I can say that.
You get used to a surface being solid, and you sort of think in your mind that you're on land. And then all of a sudden you'll hear the sound coming up through the floor, and you'll hear the chucks and the whistle.
And the booms.
And the booms that come, which are, you realize there's a whole world underneath you. The seals are moving and competing and fighting beneath you under the ice while you're here sleeping in a tent or working in a lab hut.
Ready to rock. Let's break the link in 3, 2, 1.
What?
I like it.
What?
That, there. No. That's...
What are you doing here? Who are you?
Tech support.
Under electric conditions, all times place exists. We call it nostalgia, but we're just swimming in the sea of information, electrically retrieved, electrically present forever. It's kind of an eternity.
Radio, over here. Okay.
I'll get the TV.
No, leave it off. Yeah, I have seen it. Go ahead. Well, that's it. Here's your keys. Goodbye, friends, and happy motoring back on the freeway, which is already in progress.
Whew. Well, here goes. Nice feel. Let's see.
Oh, how can you be in two places at once when you're not anywhere at all?
People have recorded it, and I realized that there was a mystery here, and I would love to know what it is. Maybe it's a warning. Maybe something big is going to happen. You know, maybe it's something to get our attention.
A snowball in my kitchen.